7 past 6 at WAKY. I'm Leonard Yates, and welcome to our special edition of 4th Street Countdown, the wacky all-time Beatles Top 30, going back to February of 1969. Now, you've just heard the soundtrack of the 60s list, and you did not hear Song 30. Do you want to know a secret wasn't on the soundtrack list? Made it all the way to number 2 nationally back in 1964. And we do have several songs in our wacky list that were not on the Gary Owens list from soundtrack of the 60s as well tonight, as I'll be slipping in a few Beatle novelty tunes and maybe a few Beatles songs that you've not heard so far this afternoon on our special editions. And, of course, I'll have the wacky phrase that pays sometime this evening for you. Between now and 9 o'clock, lots of special Beatle music and fun for you right here at your station for music and fun, WAKY Song 29, coming up in just a moment.
Oh, Mr. Pitney.
Yes, Mr. Bowles.
Oh, Mr. Pitney.
Yes, Mr. Bowles.
Do people know our copiers far and wide?
Yes, the name of Pitney Bowes is one everybody knows.
Absolutely, Mr. Pitney.
Positively, Mr. Bowes.
Yes, Pitney Bowes has a complete line of office copiers, from an economical desktop model for the smallest business to full-feature consoles for the biggest. And all these Pitney Bowes copiers are, of course, backed by the world-famous, dependable Pitney Bowes service system. To find out more about our copiers, just look under Pitney Bowes in your phone book.
Oh, Mr. Pitney!
Yes, Mr. Bowes!
Oh, Mr. Pitney!
Yes, Mr. Bowes!
So our copiers are known both far and wide.
For the copiers you can trust, you've just got to go with us.
Absolutely, Mr. Pitney!
Positively, Mr. Bowes! For the copiers you can trust, you've just got to go with us.
Absolutely, Mr. Pitney!
Positively, Mr. Bowes!
And our all-time Beatles Top 30, first played on Wacky back in 1969. Now, that was the flip side of A Hard Day's Night back in 64. That was not on the soundtrack of the 60s list. Number 14 nationally back in 64 by the Beatles. Coming up on 13 past 6, I talked to Bob Moody about a half an hour or so ago out at Christie's, and he says the party's in full swing out there this afternoon. But if you'd like some birthday cake, you better get by quickly, because it was just about gone. But they'll still have lots of fun, drinks, prizes galore between now and 9 o'clock out at Christie's. So if you've been thinking about it and you just haven't done it, head on out there and join the party. Just a moment here, we'll have song number 28, a song that was on the soundtrack of the 60s list, and an album cut going back to the Rubber Soul album for the Beatles. Next on 4th Street Countdown.
79 Wacky Radio.
Plays much more music.
Say he came from the wrong side of town, and everybody laughed when he came around, but ain't nobody ever put him down, not Ringo.
It's 6:17 at WAKY. You're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, our special Beatles edition tonight. And, of course, that wasn't the Beatles. One of our novelty fill-ins tonight on the countdown, that was a guy by the name of Larry Finnegan, who also recorded a song called Dear One that was a big hit back in 1962. That novelty takeoff was called Like Ringo, and, the Other Ringo. And it was a takeoff of course, Lorne Greene's hit of the time, late 64, early 65, called Ringo, of course, talking about the gunslinger in the Lorne Greene version. Before that, you heard song number 28 on the countdown from the LP Rubber Soul, Norwegian Wood. That came in number 25 on the soundtrack of the 60s list earlier. And we've got lots of music and fun for you tonight on WAKY. And at 8:30 tonight, we have our 4th Street feature. Now, this week, it's an extra special feature. We'll be presenting Going back to 1969, the special documentary, Is Paul McCartney Really Dead? Of course, the answer to that is no. Of course, he's alive and well still today. And there was a lot of talk about that, though, back in 1969. It was the time when Paul had broken up his engagement with Jane Asher and had just married Linda Eastman. Kind of went into a reclusive time in his estate in Scotland back in 1969. And all these rumors started. Well, going to track down those rumors that go back to 1969 for you at 8:30 tonight, so stick around for that, as well as lots more music on your station for music and fun, WAKY.
Hey guys, our record just went gold!
All right! Pass out the silver!
Silver? What silver?
New sugar-free cert silver! Man, now that we hit the big time, we're going to need fresh breath for all the gigs, parties, and pretty ladies!
New sugar-free certs in the silver wrapper, the only sugarless mint with a glistening drop of retsin, plus a cool, clean, sugar-free flavor for fresh breath.
Hey, what happens if our album goes platinum?
Then we get lots of silver!
New sugar-free cert silver, the gold standard of sugarless mints.
Jogging at dawn, walking to work instead of driving. That's me, a regular moving vehicle. And boy, does this body need fuel. For me, that's Campbell's Vegetable Beef Soup, a good source of vitamin A and a good fuel for fitness. Because like most Campbell's soups, its calories are dense in nutrients. So you get a higher level of nutrition with fewer calories. It gives me the fuel I need to keep going. Should be daylight soon.
Down, the Beatles out of 1965. That was song number 26 on the wacky all-time Beatle list in 1969. And, of course, that did not make the national charts, although it did very well locally. It was on the wacky survey for a couple of weeks back in August of 1965, and that was not on the soundtrack of the 60s list. Also this afternoon earlier, before that, you heard song number 27, Ticket to Ride, number one national hit back in 65 for the Beatles. That was 15 on the soundtrack list, 27 on our wacky list in 1969. So we're coming up on 26 past 6 with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. Keep in mind the time frame on the wacky list back to February of 1969. There still were some major Beatle hits that hadn't been released yet, and of course, they cannot be on the survey. Songs like Get Back and The Flip, Don't Let Me Down, The Ballad of John and Yoko, Come Together in Something, Let It Be wasn't done yet, The Long and Winding Road, Got to Get You Into My Life, was not released as a single yet, or out yet. So there were quite a few songs that were big hits in 1969-70 for the Beatles that just there's no way they could be on this this countdown. So this list is going to tend to be maybe a little bit older than the soundtrack of the 60s list, as we're ready right now for song number 25. It was a number one hit for the Beatles back in 1967.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
Penny Lane, the number 25 song on Wacky's all-time Beatles list back in 1969. It's 6:30 in Louisville, partly cloudy sky, 66 degrees, and we're WAKY Louisville, your station for music and fun, and we're about to prove it again.
We interrupt this record for a special announcement. It seems there's been an invasion at the local airport.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days.
We take you now to the local airport where a foreign object has just landed.
This is the end!
America, this is not the end. For future developments, stay tuned to this station.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
up on 24 before 7 at your station for music and fun. We're Wacky, and that was Yes It Is, song number 24 on Wacky's 1969 all-time Beatles list. Song that only made it to number 46 nationally, did not make the soundtrack of the 60s list earlier today. And what's a little bit even more interesting about that song, that was the B-side of the single Ticket to Ride, which was number 27 on our list. But Wacky listeners voted that one ahead of Ticket to Ride back in 1969. We have a few other peculiarities like that tonight on the countdown, as well as some Beatle novelties, some songs that didn't make the survey. And, of course, our feature at 8:30 tonight is Paul McCartney Really Dead, the 1969 documentary that aired here at WAKY. Also, I'll have the Wacky Phrase That Pays sometime for you this evening right here at WAKY in just a minute. I'll have song number 23.
Hey, guys, our record just went gold!
All right! Pass out the silver!
Silver? What silver?
New sugar-free cert silver. Man, now that we hit the big time, we're going to need fresh breath for all the gigs, parties, and pretty ladies.
New sugar-free certs in the silver wrapper. The only sugarless mint with a glistening drop of Retsin, plus a cool, clean, sugar-free flavor for fresh breath.
Hey, what happens if our album goes platinum?
Then we get lots of silver!
New sugar-free cert silver, the gold standard of sugarless mints.
79 Wacky Radio, Boss Radio.
1, 2, 3, Boss! Well, she was just 17. Did you know what I mean? And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another?
Number 23 on Wacky's all-time Beatles list from 1969. I saw her standing there. And, of course, that was the flip of I Want to Hold Your Hand, a song that went to number 14 nationally for the Beatles back in 1964. And it did not make the soundtrack of the 60s list earlier this afternoon. So a lot of different music on 4th Street tonight. And now here is today's Wacky Phrase That Pays. This phrase could be worth prizes from $100,000 to $100,000. So please listen carefully. Today's phrase is 4th Street Countdown, Sundays on WAKY. Remember, you must repeat the phrase exactly as I've just given it to you in order to win. So again, here is today's Wacky Phrase That Pays. 4th Street Countdown, Sundays on WAKY. Write it down and keep it next to your telephone and make sure everyone in your family knows today's phrase. If we call you, it could win you up to $100,000 from your friends at WAKY.
I wish I knew the phrase.
But you don't have any idea, huh?
No.
If we call you, will you know the Wacky Phrase That Pays? We're making calls between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., 7 days a week. If we call you and you can repeat the correct phrase, you'll win cash. It might be $100 or $1,000. It could be $10,000 or even $100,000.
No, I don't know. I usually listen to you in the morning, but I didn't hear it.
Complete contest rules are available at our studios during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, or by sending a stamped self-addressed envelope to WAKY, Phrase That Pays, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. Keep listening for the Wacky Phrase That Pays from the only station for music and fun, 79 WAKY.
I wish I knew the phrase.
79